Yes.
probably right. Eurythmics, Annie Lennox. Good morning. It is 7:48 and time now for traffic. And that's what Nikki Morse is here to do because, you know, that's why she gets paid the big bucks.
That's right, exactly.
What'd you got?
Nothing much. Looks pretty good out there. That's why I get paid the big bucks. Nothing much. Traffic's moving well. We don't have any reports of accidents. And if you're traveling out 40 east towards the RTP or the airport, you should be able to get there with no trouble at all. So if you happen to see anything while you're out, you could be a WCHL Road Warrior. Just give us a call, 967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thank you very much. And this traffic report brought to you by ShowPros Event Services. If you want to be an ambassador for our great town and university, be part of a great team, and make a little extra money, ShowPros of Chapel Hill offers the perfect part-time job opportunity at UNC home football games. Coming up soon, positions are currently available for security officers and event staff. Visit showprosofchapelhill.com and apply today. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Well, a refreshing change. A chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon today. Mostly cloudy, all in all, with a high of about 88 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight with the overnight low about 72. Tomorrow, chance of rain and high about 81 degrees. Chance of showers on Saturday night with a low around 65. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. And this forecast, and I should tell you that it's 74 right now. This forecast is brought to you this morning by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. They always have lots of exciting things things going on over there. Local businesses and nonprofits save the day every day by bringing us incredible, colorful products and services. Come meet them in person at the Primetime Business Expo coming up August 31st at University Place. There will be tons of giveaways, food, and connections. WCHL will be there broadcasting live. Visit carolinachamber.org/primetime, and you can get all the information you need. That, trust me, is a very, very exciting event. It's time now for Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL. Wayne's not here, so I'm going to do the honors again today. And so far, I have come up short woefully every single day.
You're fine. You're not short. You're what, 6 foot?
Well, thank you.
Just a guess.
That makes me feel so much better. Well, I have a good word for you today.
All right.
And this is something that you probably heard, and it's usually used in sports terms.
Okay.
Juggernaut.
Oh.
Juggernaut. Juggernaut. You know what that means?
No, tell me. It's your job today.
You really don't. That's a noun. It means a large, heavy motor vehicle. That's not usually the way you hear it.
What's that have to do with sports?
huge, very strong force, overwhelming force.
Ah.
Or object. An institution or notion that is really strong and overwhelming. So much for that damn dictionary. I know what it means. It applies to sports. Like the UCLA Bruins all those years had this juggernaut, NCAA championships, winning one after the other. So there you go.
Okay.
That's our word of the day.
Stupid dictionary.
Why does the dictionary not have the definition that I wanted it to have?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't written specifically for you.
Well, let's ask Wayne when he gets back. Well, next hour you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, what it means, and
if you could
spell it correctly. You can do all that. We'll give you a $20 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And it's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Ladies and gentlemen, time now for Nikki Morse and see if she can do any better with this.
Probably
this is
not.
The joke of the day.
Erlene was to bake a cake for the church ladies group bake sale, but she forgot to do it until the last minute. She baked an angel food cake, and when she took it from the oven, the center had dropped flat. With no time to bake another one, she looked around the house for something to build up the center of the cake. Erlene found it in the bathroom, a roll of toilet paper. So she plunked it in and covered it with icing. The finished product looked beautiful, so she rushed it to the church. Before she left the house, Erlene had given Bubba some money and specific instructions to be at the bake sale the minute it opened and buy that cake. When Bubba arrived at the sale, the cake had already been sold. Erlene was just beside herself. The next day, Erlene was invited to Betty Sue's home for a game of cards with the ladies' group. After the game, a fancy lunch was served, and to top it off, the cake she made was served for dessert.
Uh-oh.
Erlene saw the cake and started to get out of her chair to rush to the kitchen to tell Betty Sue all about it. But before she could stand up, one of the other ladies said, "What a beautiful cake!" Erlene stayed right there when Betty Sue said, "Thank you, I baked it myself."
.979 The Hill.
Performance Automo is proud of its performance promise, and they're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance sponsors this week's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Nick Nickerson has pledged to run 3,000 miles over a two-year period.
My son, who is 28 now, Adam, is autistic. And my family and I have gone through all struggles, the heartache, the stress of raising an autistic special needs child. It's very, very stressful. The normal divorce rate in America is like 40 to 50. 50%. Okay. When you add a special needs child in, that number skyrockets to like 85-90% ending in divorce, and it's all to do with the stress that's associated with it. We've got to defeat autism. We have to find the cause. So what I'm doing is I'm running to raise money and to raise people's awareness.
What makes this all the more remarkable is that Nick is 71 years old. Nick, how far along are you now?
I started on April 2nd, the United Nations Autism Awareness Day. They light up hundreds of buildings around the world in blue, and this year the White House was lit up blue. So 3.5 months into it, I just passed the 450-mile marker.
Nick Nickerson also wants to call attention to Extraordinary Ventures.
They provide employment for autistic young adults and so on. And my son works there because what happens is after high school, the support system for autistic kids just drops away. There just isn't any. Extraordinary Ventures was started 10 years ago, and they provide employment. They do, they make gifts, they do dog walks, they do laundry service, they clean the city buses, they have a facility for entertaining weddings and whatnot, about 200, 250 people. And my son works there in the office solutions. He does dog walking every day, loves dogs, and he works in the laundry service as well. So it's a real focus for him and something for him to do and stay focused with.
It is such a great organization.
It's terrific.
And what are you doing now?
I'm running around Chapel Hill, and I'm doing some half marathons and 10-mile races and things of that nature to build up the 3,000 miles, and hopefully I'll get there if I don't hurt myself.
If you'd like to find out more about what Nick is doing, and if you'd like to help,
go to my website. It's 3000milesforautism.org, because it's a nonprofit, tax-deductible donations. I recognize there are lots of people that don't have the financial resources to do that. The best help that they can give me, go to my Facebook page. There's a link on from the website, or they can go to Facebook and do a search and find it. And like or follow me on Facebook. That raises my search criteria.
That would be absolutely the best.
Nick, 3,000 miles for autism.
Yeah, on Facebook.
I want to wish you good luck.
And I'll be back here when I finish my 3,000 miles. How's that?
That sounds good. Kudos to 71 years young Nick Nickerson, this week's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Automo is proud to put this week's spotlight on our WCHL Hometown Hero. And remember, at Performance in Chapel Hill, they carry Acuras, BMWs, and Subarus, and a full line of Hendrick certified pre-owned vehicles. They can find your next reliable automobile, no matter what the brand. Performance promises to wow you.
In preparation for our 30th anniversary, the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill is celebrating with our Carolina Love campaign. Over the next 18 months, we will be sharing just a few of the many stories of families, volunteers, and donors who have made the house a true home away from home since 1988. Find those stories in the Carolina Love section of the Town Square on chapelboro.com. To support us and help create the next 30 years of stories, visit rmhch.org.
This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hall & Associates. Recently, I've been catching up on some home projects. It's amazing how quickly things around the house start to need attention. I know not everyone enjoys a hands-on approach like I do, but one of my jobs is helping my clients be good stewards of their homes. This means both consulting on any issues they have after closing and maintaining a list of trustworthy vendors to help with whatever comes up. I tell my clients, I'm your agent for the long haul, so if you're in the market for a realtor you can count on for home stewardship, well, that's my specialty. This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This hour of the Ron Stutz Show is brought to you by Breadman's, where you get a free banana pudding with your meal on Monday nights.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Yost, and I listen to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's 7:59 at WCHL. Hey, it's almost time for Tar Heel football season. The annual Meet the Heels Day is going to be a little different this year. First of all, it's a week from tomorrow, Saturday, August 5th, from 4 until 6 in the afternoon. There's construction at Keenan Stadium going on right now. So this year's event is going to be held on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill. You can come out and meet Coach Fedora and the Tar Heel players. Again, that is a week from Saturday, not at Keenan Stadium this year, but it's going to be on the plaza at 140 West Franklin downtown. Chance for showers in our forecast today, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon hours. Mostly cloudy, high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, chance of rain with a low of 72. Tomorrow, more of the same with a high of about 82. Chance of showers on Saturday night with a low in the middle 60s, believe it or not. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of about 78 or 79 degrees. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 The Hill.
I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
WCHL, Chapel Hill, and streaming live on chapelboro.com.